Granddad do then? What was his?
Well, my dad, he was in war. He got shot in the head. My granddad, my father, rather. He had a silver plate in his head.
Was this the first one?
He was shot in his head, and he had a silver plate in.
Where was he fighting? Do you know?
Oh, I don't know. It would be in. What would it be? 1914 war, weren't it?
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
And had that affected his personality?
Oh, it did. Yeah, it did affect his personality.
In what way?
Well, he was mangy. What they call mangy means bad tempered.
Yeah.
And he wanted best butter on his. On his bread, and if my mother had no best butter, and she said, I'm putting best margarine on, but I know where it'll come back. And he worked across roads stoking.
Yeah.
In gasworks. Well, that was only just across road from where we lived. The door would open at dinner time, and my mother would be sat in that rocking chair, and he'd throw his dinner at her. Mm. I don't want no Injun grace on my bread.
Yeah.
He called margarine Injun grace. Yeah, and he'd throw it at her.
Oh dear. And had he not always been like that then? Do you think that was the injury?
Well, I don't know, because, I mean, I was a kid growing up. I didn't know what my father was like before he went into thermie.
Yeah.
But I know my mother had to toe the line.
Yeah.
You know.
What was he like? Was this your mum's mum and dad, did you say, or your dad's?
It's my mum's mum and dad, this. Yeah. Yeah.
So what was he like with her then? Was he all right with you?
Well, my grandma had how many children? And my grandma, my mother, used to tell me the story of her life. And he used to say, Mother, I don't want to listen to the story of your life again. I've heard it a ton of times. Well, I can sit the day and there because they're going to hearken it again. So I have to listen it again a bit. And then she would start telling me what sort of a life she'd had with me granddad. This was when she'd had a few Falstaffs. And then you said, at slavering. And you say, I'm mother, go and get the cup and I can have some bread and cheese and a bit of Falstaff. And then I can hang to tail again.
Really? And was it a hard life?
Well, not to me, I was a kid, I was lapping it up, I were having some Falstaff and I were having a cheese butter with my Aunt Sissy. This was her sister.
Right.
Used to come down at Friday and Saturday, and that was the drinking night, you see.
Right.
Aunt Sissy would go down to pub what we went to keep in for 3 gills in a jug.
Yeah.
And my mother used to say, I'm sure her sister's supping this coming up, happening. Because she'd gone blind with sugar, hadn't it? You say, when it comes, have a look, see if he's getting a tash on.
What?
A tash?
Yeah.
And says, if her has cough. So when my aunt sister used to come in, I used to go, then my mother would get jug and put her thumb in. I stabbed the nose of this jug coming up, toppening. No, I says, Abra, I think they has, or I says, give the short measure. So that was Saturday, it was a pantomime at
was
Saturday,
it?
Yeah.
I love
weekend.
Yeah.
I think my bath on rug, when I'd had my bath and my night on, Aunt Sissy used to come, and then it worked Falstaff and cheese.
Cheese.
Yeah.